Parshas Bechukosai, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshas Bechukosai. In America, it's still Parshas Bahar. So I figured I'll give away Sofa to last week's, what we discussed last week. But we discussed that Maimer Chazal, Einan Neshamei Eli Yomasi. A person doesn't lose out from doing Retzein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even maybe if at face value it looks like Yitaka lost something, there's certainly he's not going to lose out from it at the end of the day. In the long run, certainly he's not going to lose out, and that's better than the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shemitah, even though it looks like a person is giving up his parnasa for at least the year, but the Maaseh Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll give you bracha, and the person's not going to lose out. So two things. First of all, as soon as I finished, somebody asked me, he said, you told a few stories about Shemitah in the past. What are the fresh stories from this year's Shemitah? So the next day, I was home, and they have here in Eretz Yisrael a magazine, family magazine. I think it's the only magazine in the world, maybe, that doesn't have any advertisements. It's well known here, 45 years, it's already going. Marvela Tameh. And anybody that's here in Eretz Yisrael for enough years has come across it at some point. The Kitzer, the main article was about the Nisim, about Shemitah, Tavshin Pei Beis. That was the main article. So I'll just give one, because I was asked, I'll give one. It's also Megiah for the people in America, that's Megiah for us, we're here Shemitah, and people from America, that are Leni Bahar. Before Rosh Hashanah, there's a certain moshav that they needed to have fodder for their animals. So the question was, would they be able to plant wheat before Rosh Hashanah, and be able to cut it on afterwards, generally anything which grows during Shemitah is svichin, which is also to eat. However, if it less than a third grows, or a third grew beforehand, depending on exactly, then you're allowed it's not considered svichin, and you're allowed to eat it. That's why there was, at the beginning of the year, there was lettuce they were still able to get, even though it was cut up until Sukkot, because most of it grew beforehand. Is a certain colon, not everything which was all vegetables which were picked on Shemitah for it grew beforehand, or a certain amount, only grew a certain amount, that's not a problem. Because they got a heter that they could plant and cut it before a third, which is what in the Gemara calls shachas, which is for the animals, that's fodder. And we'll do that. The kids are, they planted, but there was no rain coming. It didn't rain. Mom's getting down to crunch time. At the backs against the wall, and sure enough, Shabbos, the Niftuchu Mayanoi Satahim, and the Shemayim, and it rained a tremendous amount. It's 68 millimeters of rain in this Moshav, which is almost 7 centimeters of rain one day. Then after Shabbos, they called up a different Moshav where they were not keeping Shemitah, and it was 7 kilometers away. 7 kilometers away is a few miles. A few miles away, not very far. And they asked them, they said they also had rain, but they had 7 millimeters. 7 millimeters instead of 68 millimeters, they had 8 millimeters. Something mamish, a much different man, and sure enough, their crop got ruined. And the other one, the Moshav that was keeping the Shemitah, Baruch Hashem, they were able to have food. How much of a difference is there between this Moshav and that Moshav? 7 kilometers? Not very much. But here in Eretz Yisrael, you see it pretty often. It could be in one place then. But that's really the Baruch of Anasati Gishmechem B'Yitom, which is this expression. The Gemara says, Chazal said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kriveh at the beginning of the year, Sukkot, Nidonim Alamayim, how much rain a person is going to get. And if a person, if Klal Yisrael does the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that amount of rain, Kadosh Baruch Hu will put exactly at the right time, exactly in the right place, exactly, nothing will go to waste. As opposed to if Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kriveh that there should be a tremendous amount of rainfall, and Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael doesn't do the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then in Chanami, the rain falls in the ocean, the rain falls in other places, into the gutter, and no one gains from it. So here it was clearly was it a Kriyas Yamsuf? That Mamish, you saw the difference of, Kadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam? Pretty close. But what maybe it wasn't a nace like that, but when you look back and you see that clearly Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out, that the rain should fall over here and not over there, certainly true. The second story, I saw the next day also, as well. So the next day, Mamish, the exact story about Einan Shemayin Liyum Mafsid, and therefore, I figured I'll start over as well. No one complains about too many stories. So I found. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, Mashgiach and Kamenitz, went to Schweiz to collect money, and he met up with another Mashulach, and Mashulach told him that he's going to daven in the main shul there. This is going back a number of years. And Rav Moshe Aaron did not want to daven there Shachris because they missed Zman Krishma. Or he wanted to daven earlier Zman Krishma. I think it was that they davened after Zman Krishma. Kitzer, he davened in the other shul, a smaller shul. Kitzer, afterwards, the first Mashulch met up with him and he says, "You lost that?" He says, "There's a gvir there by Shachris. He's giving every person, every Mashulch, he's giving 100 francs. So he missed out by not davening the bigger shul." So Moshe Aaron told him, he says, "Not Shaykh, that I did the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I listened to in the Shemei Amil, leave him after." Kitzer, he said to him, "It could be. But the Maisa, you with your all your bitachin don't have the 100 francs. And me, don't have so much bitachin, whatever, I have the 100 francs." Kitzer, Moshe Aaron was a new saint of the Shemei, he says, "Rebbeinu Shlom, let him see Taka that in the Shemei Amil, leave him after." Mincho, he went to go daven in the main shul. And after davening, the Gvir was there also as well. Came over to me, saw the way that he was davening, he was impressed. He says, "What are you doing here? Who are you?" Bechulu, Mashkiach from the Covenant, came to Eretz Yisrael. Gave him 100 francs. Mitzuya. Kitzer, he got his money. In between Mincha Ma'ariv, he sat down to learn. But he learned Visadav Zayin, like he learned in Yerushalayim. The Gvir was so impressed with him. Mamish the Rizchel, that the Livud, the Slavos. Went over to him afterwards, he gave him another 300 francs. Went to daven Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, Kimoina Moris, like the Kamenetz Mashgiach, like Rav Moshe Aaron was known. And afterwards, Gvir says, "I have to tell you the truth. I came from France, and I'm going back to France tonight. I came with a certain amount of money, and I'm supposed to give it out before I go back. I have another francs to give. Take the whole 1,000 francs." He says, "Letoivas," the person was telling me the story, he said, "Letoivas, the first Mashulach, who is Moida Allah Tusoy," and he came over to Rav Moshe Aaron, and he says, "I'm asking for Mechila." He says, "See, Lamaya said, me without my Vitachan, I'm left with 100 francs, and me with your Vitachan, I'm left with 1,400 francs." He gets there, "Inam Shemeya, leave him off," said, at the end of the day, he taka, "Do you always see it like that clearly?" That was Ramay Sharon's tefillah, that you should be able to see it so clearly. But very often we do see it. Very often we do see it. And certainly it's MS. If we see it so clearly all the time, we would have no Nisyanis, like we saw in the Beit HaLevi. It should be clear Nisim, we'd take away our Bechira. But certainly that's the Yisrael. And that's really the brachas in the clause of this expansion. The brachas is in Tishmuli, Tishmulasis, and Sisam, in Chukhaita, Tilechim, and Sisay Tishmuru, then you'll have good. And if a person doesn't keep the mitzvah, then you'll have bad. The Nacharedi is full of times, Klal Yisrael, times, Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's from when we started keeping the mitzvahs, we see that we're having issues. What's going on over here? We've been over there, everything was going fine. Now we start keeping the mitzvahs, and now you're having tennis against us, and we're having things that are not so great. So do we always see it clearly? We don't always see it clearly. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you that's the mitzvah's bad time. And it's and at the end of the day, that's really the somebody that keeps the Torah is going to have bracha. One of the brachas, it says, "V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, v'shchavtem v'in machrin, v'shbati chayar min ha'aretz, v'cherev le'isav ba'aretzachem. Rashi brings down Nasati Shalom. Shema Termru, Arei Meichel, Arei Mishle, Imein Shalom, Imein Klum. If we have food, right? Nasati Gishmechem Eitom, you'll have plenty of food. You have food, you have drink, Imein Shalom, Imein Klum. If there's no Shalom, then you don't have anything. Tamalayim Rachel Kolzeitz, Nasati Shalom Ba'aretz. Mikan Shashalom Shokol Keneger Hakol. Vechein Woymer, Uysa Shalom, Uveret Hakol. Shalom Shokol Keneger Hakol. A person doesn't have Shalom, he can have everything in the world. He doesn't have Shalom. So, he doesn't have anything. He's lacking in everything. Now, what Shalom are we referring to? The Ibn Ezra, on this pasuk, he says that we're talking about domestic Shalom. We're not talking about Shalom from the outside, countries that are fighting from outside. That was the pasuk beforehand. The pasuk beforehand, V'hisik l'chem da'ish z'botzer, pasuk yasik ezar, v'chatam lach l'chem l'soiva, v'yashavtem l'vetach ba'artachem. That's how it starts off, that's the pasuk beforehand. You're not going to have anybody fighting. V'nosati Shalom ba'aretz means ba'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, then there's going to be Shalom, which we see very often that's a massive chas v'chalil, if there's a massive of a war, people go, can I get a Klal Yisrael? All the chugim, everybody in Klal Yisrael gets together, and they're all ma'achid. We saw that last year on Lag Ba'imer. I remember it was by Matalon, one of the people that was nifter from Bitar. I was there on the last day of the Shiva, and Rav Druk was there. Rav Moshe Druk was there. And he was speaking. Afterwards, he went over to the father, to the brothers, and he said, "This week, all of Klal Yisrael sat shiva. Everybody got together. It was everybody's. That was the massive. Everybody got together in a time of tzar, It's there's shol. Then all the salt comes together when there's shalom. So then all of a sudden there's the squabbles and the differences. All those things come up. Very often it's at the time when there's shalom from outside that's when there's. It can happen that there's less shalom inside. That's the bracha. And it's not the shalom ba'aretz. The shavta mein ma'achrin. And that's really true. A person can have everything. A person can have, if he doesn't have shalom, so then he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have anything. Certainly in marriage, that's the way. As Makabo from a Rebbe always says it. Says there's nothing better than a good marriage. And there's nothing worse than a bad marriage. A person that doesn't have, he can have everything. He can have all the money. He can have all the yichus. He can have all the everything that he needs. But if he doesn't have shalom, he doesn't have anything. And that's lav dafka in marriage. It's in his with his neighbors. It's with his in-laws. It's with relatives. It's within different chugim. A person can be on the top of the mountain, but if he doesn't have shalom, he doesn't have anything. That's the... I saw Reb Yankov Galuski, he says, Chazal tell an interesting story. The mashal, Chazal talking about any animal, which doesn't, any creature which doesn't have a bone, doesn't live more than 12 months, Gemara Chulin says. Gemara says, what about this bako? The bako, it says that it... the Gemara says that his baka lives for it's a type of blood sucking fly that doesn't live for more than a day. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It doesn't live for more than a day. There's a story of a baka that was fighting for 7.5 years. So it says that she was murdered on her husband for 7.5 years. What was the story? That the wife said to the husband, this wife fly said to the husband, I saw that you found this. Big guy that came out of the water, and he looked kishmak, and you started biting into him. You didn't invite me to come along and bite into chew alone. That's it. You're eating by yourself. You can live by yourself. That's what she said. Ramela says that she was married for 7.5 years. Smar says 7.5 years. What do you mean she hasn't lived for more than a day? Gemara Chulin Daf Nun Ches says the Gemara 7.5 years of their years of this type of fly's years. What does that mean? Proportionally, if a person lives 7 years, the mission is sending him shivim shana. So then, a fraction of that is 7.5 years is a tenth. So he lives for a day, the Gemara says. A fraction of that is what? 2-3 hours? What are you talking about? So Rebbe Galuski says, what were Chazal telling us? What's the story all about? He says, Chazal were telling us a tremendous lesson. Saying that this fly, how long does it live for? A few hours. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow, literally. You're not here for more than a few hours. What are you doing wasting away your life fighting, bickering? What are you doing? You know, all you have is 2 hours to live. How many hours do you have to live? What is it? And you're wasting away your time fighting? He says, and us? How many years do we have to live? And how many years do people fight? How many days do people fight? And how many... That's what you're wasting your life on? It's not just the time that's wasted. How much ke'ev alev? How much people that they... Whether it's neighbors, or whether it's a different chugim, or whether it's relatives. I've heard this from many people. Things about in-laws and brothers-in-laws and different types of sikhsuchim and different types of neighbors and whatever the situation is, roommates, and anything that it is, there's always the possibility for to get into a fight. And a person doesn't have shalom, a person doesn't have anything. So how does a person have shalom? That's what Rashi says. Oisa shalom v'rei sakol. It takes an effort. Oisa shalom. Oisa shalom b'mayim. Remember when I was a chassan, so my chassan teacher told me in Lakewood. He says, shalom bayis, it doesn't just happen by itself. It's not a lack of fight. Oisa shalom b'mayim. It has to be, it's b'kum v'ese, it's not b'shev al tasa. A person always has to be proactive in making shalom. He has to be, and that means any time that it comes up, an investment, any shalom, sometimes it is shev al tasa. Don't get involved in a fight. Don't get involved. Don't discuss other people's, other sects, other people's, what other people do, don't get into it. You don't have to b'chol go there in the first place. But it's more than that. It's being misyachas to people with covered. It's being misyachas the person is doing. I'm just going to give an example, but the nekudas applies all over. So we mocked him with another part. The Barbanel says it's a negiah to this nekuda. Really, he says. Who are you running after? You have shalom. Says the Barbanel, the Torah is telling me the Seder Adufiyot. The what a person should choose in if he has two options in front of him, which one he should choose. So the first one, if you have shalem, or you have radafta mesevechem, you could for sure run after your oivim and overcome them and conquer them. He says you have 100% guarantee that you're going to win the war. He says nevertheless, v'nasafti shalom baretz comes first. Priorities. What's priority? V'nasafti shalom comes before v'adafti mesevechem. That's a mashal. That applies to any time. Any time, even if you're in a fight with somebody, you know that you're going to win the fight. You know that you're right, but you're going to maybe win the battle but lose the war. In echanami, you'll prove him. You'll show him. You'll get him. You're going to get the parking spot, whatever it is, the aliyah, whatever it is that you're going to do, that you're going to, you know, fight with the guy, and you're going to win 100%, but you're going to lose the battle, you're going to lose the war at the end of the day. Chaval to do that. And that's with anything, really. That's the first nekuda of Oysa Shalom, means to be mevater. That means that it takes effort sometimes to be mevater, but to be mevater for the sake of Shalom. You don't lose for being mevater, right? We've mentioned this many times. Rabbi Shtaman used to say, he says, I never narisi gamza kanti, that and I never saw anybody lose from being mevater. And his Ma'isif, he says, I also never saw anybody gain from not being mevater. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, he says, people like to say that person that's mevater is a tzaddik. He says, I like to say that person that's mevater is a chacham. You don't lose that from being mevater. You never going to lose that. From being mevater, you're not going to lose that. Is it easy to be mevater? Is it easy? No. No one's telling you that it's easy to be mevater. But at the end of the day, you're not going to lose that. So the first knee-jerk reaction is, of course, I'm going to prove to you, I'm going to show you that I'm right. But at the end of the day, that's not what a person. At the end of the day, you'll win the immediate battle, but in the long run, you have nothing to gain. To other people, my Moshe was going to say before, a person, let's say, doing shiputzim in the building. Let's say, it's an apartment, he wants to do some shiputzim, they're doing tama, whatever it is. That's what most people are doing in Ramana school, I think, at this time. Whatever it is, there, it's an entire building together, so therefore it's less. You're doing something individual. To just be mitiyaches to your neighbors before and tell them beforehand, listen here, I'm starting my construction, whatever it is. If anybody has any issue, please come to me. We'll put a chocolate on the door as well. That means that you're not being misalim, you're not neglecting them. You're not ignoring them. Listen here, there's something that's going on over here. I know it's going to be lo na'im. If there's any issue, please let me know. As opposed to waiting for them to complain. And I remember when I was, just shortly after I was married, I was in an apartment building that was still in the midst of being built. I walked in one day, and on my porch was a sledgehammer that had fallen from the, along with a lot of rubble, but a sledgehammer that had fallen from the flight above. No excuses, no nothing, no. Okay, maybe no one's living there, I don't know. You come home and there's, like, some Amish, like, on the fushes. Like, it's not like, you know, a comb fell from, the kids threw down a little bit of clicks from the second floor. So this is a sledgehammer. Just somebody to be mitiches, something that you should know what's going on. And that's any time, really. I heard a story this past week that there was a lady that the Mamish, a couple, they were popping out of their apartments. They looked for a bigger apartment. There was a certain apartment that they found that was not great, but for some reason it wasn't being chopped up, and they looked at it and they decided they're going to go for it. Well, the first day that they got there, they realized why it wasn't being chopped up. So they went there, and sure enough, the first day, she came with her whole family, and the neighbor from downstairs, older lady, comes upstairs. Who needs you here? Who brought you here? Who told you to come here? Why are you coming to make noise and make another thing? Get out of here, go back to your room. Whoa. So she says, she turns to her, she says, you know what, you're absolutely right. I'm so sorry for making so much noise. I'm going to do whatever I could to make sure that the kids are not going to make a lot of noise. And if there's any issues, come up and let me know right away. And I'm going to... Kitzer, after that, she didn't hear from the neighbor. The rest of the neighbors, they all called her up. They said, how'd you do it? We're always, for the last 10 years, we're having issues with this lady. And because this lady said she bumped into the neighbor from downstairs after a few weeks. She says, no, how's it going? There was too much noise. No problem at all. Whatever. What did it take? What's the knee-jerk reaction of 99% of the people? Who are you? I bought your apartment. You're going to tell me what to do? I came in here. You don't like it? Lump it. Go somewhere else. I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to tell you to who you are. Okay, maybe you won't say it. You'll think it. And you'll close the door and say, whoa. Here, they were mitiches. She felt validated. She felt that somebody cared about her. She was mitiches. Now she's enjoying the next, instead of suffering for the next 10 years like the rest of her neighbors, that one sentence of being mitchashev. think about the other person. Ain kli machzik bracha elashon. There's no kli which is machzik bracha elashon. I just heard from Pesach of Chaim's grandson, with Ali Hunnisberger speaking, and I think he said from Shteiman, he says that very often you find in this world that Ribbono Shel Olam pays back. Unfortunately, if a person is nechshal in Bein Olam L'Chaveri, a person gets paid back in this world. Bein Olam Malkiyim is something which is shayach to Ribbono Shel Olam. Shayach to Ruchni is more. You get paid back in the next world. If it's but in this, but Bein Olam L'Chaveri, if a person is not careful, it can be paid back in this world. The Mela, the Fakert is certainly true. Ein kli machzik bracha el shalom. In this world, the person wants to have bracha. Ein kli machzik bracha el shalom. A person is careful in his Bein Olam L'Chaveri, and he goes the extra mile to make shalom, then he will have a kli machzik bracha for his whole life, Be'ez Hashem.